Crossy Posse Packer Nation, welcome to another episode of Packcast, the podcast where you don't have to be a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossi, and today as we continue to really just bulldoze our way through this head coaching prospect minefield, we take a look at another highly requested college guy, Mr. Pat Fitzgerald. Now, if you've never heard of Pat Fitzgerald, that's okay, because before this episode, I didn't hear about Pat Fitzgerald because I really don't watch college football. But Pat Fitzgerald's name has been thrown around recently. One of the big reasons is because of his tie to the current president of the Green Bay Packers, Mark Murphy, in that Mark Murphy, when he left Northwestern, he was responsible for... Because Mark Murphy, when he was working at Northwestern, is responsible for giving Pat Fitzgerald his current head coaching job. So, a couple familial ties there, but let's actually take a look at him and see why he may or may not be a good choice for the Green Bay Packers. So, kind of taking a look at his resume here. Obviously, as the head coach at Northwestern, he has a pretty darn good record at 95-70, and he's currently paid $3.3 million per year. Under Fitzgerald, he has had 8 winning teams during his tenure. He's gone to 9 bowl games in 13 seasons, and he's gone to 5 straight bowl appearances from 2008 to 2012. Now, if you don't follow college football, or even if you do and you don't really know about this guy and why he that seems like it's important, because again, he's still 95-70, you're like, Tom, that might not be the greatest record in the whole wide world. We gotta go backwards in history a little bit and take a look at Northwestern as a school and as a football program before that. Because from 1978 to 2005, Northwestern had won 96 games. Total. 1978 to 2005. I wasn't even a thought. I was 12 years from being born in 1978. So that was a long time. So obviously this school has gone through, I don't even want to use the word drought because I feel like that's not powerful or accurate enough. So in that time of 27 years, they only won 96 games. So in 12 years since he started, he has won almost the equivalent that they won in 27 years. So this is the kind of guy who has drastically turned around this football team or this football program. Now, that being said, that all sounds well and good. And we do need a coach who can turn it all around for the Green Bay Packers. And now listen, I know we just had one bad season, but those lingering problems that have kind of plagued us during Aaron Rodgers' entire career, you would want a guy like Pat Fitzgerald to come in and kind of shake things up and put them on the right path to success. Now, just like Lincoln Riley, there is going to be an adjustment period, and I think that's important to note because, again, how long is that adjustment going to take, and do we want to take a risk on that adjustment period wasting away Aaron Rodgers' career? I think that's an important note. But on top of that, this guy, like, bleeds Northwestern. I honestly don't think he is going to leave. It's almost similar to a Lincoln Riley situation that these guys get paid a lot of money. He's getting paid $3.3 million, a lot of money in his current position. He's loved there, even though a few years ago they were thinking about, you know, changing the tides, but he turned the ship around again. So all of that put together, I don't think he's going to leave. He's come out and flat out said that the only NFL team he would coach for is the Bears, considering he's a Chicago guy. Gross. But that being said, a lot of people think that, like, you know, the Packers job will be enough to, like, allure him away, and they have that tie with Mark Murphy. I don't think he'd be a bad choice, but similar to Lincoln Riley, if I had to choose between the two of them, I'd probably go with Lincoln Riley just because he has more success as a coach when it just comes to plain old numbers of just winning, the offense is setting records, what have you. Pat Fitzgerald seems like a great personnel guy. He's obviously turned the Northwestern program into something that is viable, that's something that's competitive in a conference where he really has no business being competitive in. That's a great thing, you know, and I think he is really great for Northwestern. However, I don't see him jumping on to the big stage in the NFL just because the guy is super duper comfortable and is successful at what he does. So to be completely honest, I don't think he's going anywhere. While a bunch of people, I think CBS Sports did like a whole write-up about him, and that's why I started getting a bunch of messages in my inbox. The guy is a good coach, and he's a great college coach, and he could potentially even be a great NFL coach. There are a lot of scouts that he's at the top of the list, and he's the kind of guy who can take the method that he uses in college and translate it very, very well over into the NFL. But again, even if you look at just his first couple years, they went 4-8, then 6-6, and then he started turning it around and they started winning. You know, even if it's a 2-year adjustment period, it's two less years of Aaron Rodgers playing in the playoffs. I don't know. That's kind of, I'm erring more on the side of caution. I think he could work out well, but if I was to be a betting man, I don't think he's going to be our new head coach. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. You can always send me at TomGrossyComedy.com, T-O-M-G-R-O-S-S-I Comedy, or TomGrossyComedy on Patreon, Twitter, Facebooks, all the Instagram, all the social medias. Check out Podcast on SoundCloud, Google Play Music, iTunes, and of course here on YouTube. But thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grossi. And as always, go Pack, go.